Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when we're in the process, I think, of moving on to new issues besides the former president's handling of documents at Mar-a-Lago. He spoke last night a one-half-hour speech, which was a pleasure. I mean, Trump has been speaking recently. When he spoke in Columbus, Georgia, it was over 90 minutes. It's a long speech. Last night, just 30 minutes. I've watched it, and we'll play some highlights coming up. We'll also take a look at a brand new ban, which is a thorough ban, and it seems to me it shouldn't be controversial, but it is. It's a ban on sleeping in public. It's a ban on homeless encampments in a place where I didn't realize, but it's my old hometown, San Diego, California. My parents lived in San Diego from the time I was six until the time I was a junior in high school. So basically, I grew up there, and these parks that now apparently have a tremendous number literally thousands of homeless people living in them, are parks that I remember very fondly. And people, because San Diego's a big tourist city, will remember as well. So should a local government have the right to crack down on homeless encampments in public parks and other public-owned land? We will get to that also on the Michael Medved Show. And a question to Merrick Garland, the Attorney General of the United States, embattled Attorney General of the United States. He was asked why he didn't stop Special Counsel Jack Smith from going after Trump concerning the handling of the documents, why he didn't stand in the way of that and prevent that initiative. And his answer, well, it's peculiar. We will get to that also on the Michael Medved Show. First up, President Trump, and in the order in which he spoke, and part of why it's worthwhile to listen to President Trump over the weekend is, as much as you can read somebody, a number of people talked about his demeanor when he came into the courtroom and the lawyer pleaded not guilty for him, and apparently he didn't make any eye contact. He didn't even look at Jack Smith, who was in the room as well. And people talked about the speech last night at Bedminster, his golf club in New Jersey, and they saw that President Trump was just not as ebullient and energetic. He actually lacked energy last night. And certainly when it's compared with his speeches over the weekend when he spoke at the state conventions in North Carolina and also in Georgia, in Columbus, Georgia. When he was in Columbus, Georgia, President Trump sounded defiant, enthused, eager for the battle. Here was the former president in Georgia, clip 5.2.
If the communists get away with this, it won't stop with me. They will not hesitate to ramp up their persecution of Christians, pro-life activists, parents attending school board meetings, and even future Republican candidates, which they do. We must end it permanently, and we must end it immediately. Now that the seal, so important, is broken, the seal is broken by what they've done. They should never have done this. This was an unwritten rule. You just don't, unless it's really bad. but you just don't. But the seal is now broken.
And then he talked about saving the nation from all of the attacks by the communists, and that is in quotes. He has developed a habit of referring to his Democratic opponents and critics as communists. Some of them are open socialists, it's true. And for people who call themselves socialists, I think it's fair to call them socialists back. That would be people like Bernie Sanders or Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. But can we be clear on one thing? There is no member of Congress, there is no prominent Democrat who describes himself or herself as a communist. I mean, that would be, I hope, still in this country, a political disaster. The idea of the difference between socialists and communists, the core difference would be, at least in a communist ideology, there is no support for democratic principles. And people like Bernie Sanders describe themselves as democratic socialists, where you still believe in majority, rule by the majority and rule of law. In any event, President Trump wants to save the nation from both socialism and communism, and he believes he knows who can do that. This is 5.5.
I am the only one that can save this nation because, you know, they're not coming after me, they're coming after you, and I just happen to be standing in their way, and I will never be moving. On November 5th, 2024, justice will be done. We will take back our country, and we will make America great again.
This was the conclusion, actually, of his speech in Bedminster, New Jersey. And he also pledged to do something which seems a little bit contradictory. On the one hand, like all Republicans, he has condemned what people call the weaponization of our federal government, and particularly of our federal law enforcement. And at the same time, he says this about going after, with a special prosecutor, Biden and his crime family. Listen, this is clip one.
I will appoint a real special prosecutor to go after the most corrupt president in the history of the United States of America, Joe Biden, and the entire Biden crime family. Name a special prosecutor. And all others involved with the destruction of our elections, our borders, and our country itself. They're destroying our country. And when I'm reelected, and we will get reelected, we have no choice. We're not going to have a country anymore. I will totally obliterate the deep state. We will obliterate the deep state. And we know who they are. I know exactly who they are.
Okay, I know who they are and exactly who they are. He's talking about appointing a special prosecutor to go after the Biden crime family. And how does that go together with this idea of weaponization of our law enforcement, our criminal justice system? Doesn't it represent a little bit of a contradiction? If you don't believe that, and I think people are right about this, it is terrible to run politics through the criminal justice system. To try to, the chance of lock him up or lock her up or whoever you're planning to lock up, that's not a way to conduct politics. It's not the American ideal. It's not how our system is supposed to work. 1-800-955-1776, our phone number. We will be right back. There is more. He's saying he wants to go after the, and he used the term, go after the entire Biden crime family. At the same time, President Trump spoke movingly about the suffering of his family. We will get to that and more coming up on the Medved Show.
And we're going to say...
The Michael Medved Show.
We're not having that. We're not playing that.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Medved Show, for God's sake.
This is
God bless you.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, more from President Trump's speech last night. He spoke outside at Bedminster, and it was obviously a very excited crowd. They were there to celebrate President Trump's birthday, they sold some tickets that were $100,000, pardon me, per plate for people to contribute to the campaign while they enjoyed the company of President Trump and were able to listen to his attack on the special prosecutor, Jack Smith. And now, of course, he still has to face Jack Smith and another grand jury in Washington, D.C., this over his involvement in and response to the riot on January 6th. This is President Trump on Jack Smith, clip two.
And by the way, I will tell you, I'm here, and I love you all, and we can take it. But what these thugs have done to my family is a disgrace. I will tell you that. And I say it to all of the fake news, because there's a lot of it back there. What they did to my family and that young man right there, he's answered more subpoenas than any human being in the history of the world. And you know what? They have nothing after all of those subpoenas. Literally thousands of them. Congress, fake counsels, Mueller report, all of this. All he did is answer subpoenas all the time. At least he's become very experienced at that. Congratulations. But Eric is fantastic, and what he and Don and Ivanka and the whole group, it's what they've gone through, and these are serious people. These are serious people. But what he's done to my family, what they have done to my family is horrible.
He's talking about his son, Eric Trump, and thousands of subpoenas. I don't know if that's been fact-checked yet. But given the fact that he is in business with his family, the idea that there have been questions about his family, just as there are very serious questions about President Biden's family, and particularly his son Hunter, and the only real way to avoid that kind of question is to avoid taking your children too directly into the family business. Otherwise, that connection is too obvious, and especially given the fact that Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump were both members of the, and important members of the Trump inner circle and the White House staff. And Trump also made statements about the Presidential Records Act, an act that was passed in 1978. And he has been criticized, I think, appropriately, because it's a complete mischaracterization of the Presidential Records Act. But he offered it and used his own characterization as a means for suggesting that the entire case in which he has just been indicted should be dismissed. President Trump, clip three.
The Presidential Records Act does not confer any mandatory or even discretionary authority on the archivist to classify records. Under the statute, this responsibility is left solely to the President of the United States. Think of that. That's the decision. Think of that. Now, just think of that. In other words, whatever documents the President decides to take with him, he has the right to do so. It's an absolute right. This is the law. And that is something that people have now seen, and it couldn't be more clear. They ought to drop this case immediately, because they're destroying the country. And this is why no other president, even those who kept far more documents than I, has ever been even investigated, let alone charged with a crime.
Okay, the other presidents who took more documents, as President Trump is talking about, had those documents transferred while they were president. It was not after they had left the presidency. It was while they were president, they had assigned their documents to their presidential libraries, which most presidents spend time and effort building them, and they're beautiful facilities. I love presidential libraries. I particularly, actually, the Nixon Library in Whittier, California, is particularly in Yorba Linda, California, is where that is actually, but it's near Whittier. It's a beautiful facility, and the Reagan Library, of course, where I've spoken many times, is outstanding facility. And these are fantastic places. Barack Obama has his library, which is still, I think, partially under construction. President Bush, both Presidents Bush have beautiful libraries. President Trump has not started on his library yet and has not assigned his documents to any such facility. And the libraries are generally paid for by some of the expenses in operating them are done by the federal government, but mostly it's through private contributions, which are raised. There's also President Trump supporters saying happy birthday to President Trump, and it sounded like this.
Saying happy birthday, I was with Eric and Laura, the kids. Happy birthday, Grandpa. Happy. And I said, oh, great. I just got charged with, they want 400 years approximately. If you add them all up, a fake 400 years. Oh, thank you, darling. That's so nice. It's a wonderful birthday. Oh, we're going to make it into the greatest birthday of all. We'll make it into the greatest birthday.
That was President Trump, actually, at the very beginning of his speech in Bedminster. We will get to a bitter argument about a Confederate monument that led to an almost physical confrontation in a city in Missouri, and the San Diego battle over a restriction on homeless encampments. That and much more. Plus, a Merrick Garland on Jack Smith and the special prosecution. That and more coming up on the
menu. Are you feeling tired? Is your stomach upset and you can't eat the foods you like? Balance 7 will change that and bring back your energy. Click on the Balance 7 banner at michaelmedved.com. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order, free shipping, money back guarantee.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The Federal Reserve is not raising interest rates for the first time in over a year. The central bank put a pause on its aggressive rate hikes that were used to combat inflation. This ends a string of 10 consecutive rate increases. If elected president, would former Vice President Mike Pence pardon former President Trump? He's not sure.
These are serious charges. And as I said, I can't defend what's been alleged, but the president does deserve to make his defense.
Appearing on the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton show today, Pence said he will never diminish the importance of defending the nation's secrets, and he takes the pardon power very seriously. A new Gallup poll reveals that a record high 69% of U.S. adults support the legality of first trimester abortions. Support for access to abortions in the second and third trimesters has also reached all-time highs, with 37% and 22% respectively. John Schaefer, USA News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And on the Michael Medved Show, I'm very pleased to announce that we have posted up at our website right now, and you can go ahead and take a look at it, a conversation that I had under the auspices of Socrates in the City, which is a great series of exchanges that was initiated, I believe, by the great Chuck Colson, and has now been taken over by Eric Metaxas, my friend. And Eric and I talk about my book, The American Miracle. And I'm very pleased with the way this came out. It was substantive and all focused on the question of, is America an accident? Or is there something that would be called traditionally providential? Was there divine providence involved in the rise of the Republic? And for my book, it's The American Miracle, the subtitle is Divine Providence and the Rise of the Republic. That conversation, which took place here in Seattle a couple of weeks ago, is now immortalized in a video that I think turned out well. So check it out. It's at our website at michaelmedved.com. Also, this email came in on some conversation we were having earlier today, and David from Seattle, I assume. But David writes, Chris Christie is lying through his teeth, and of course you aren't calling him out. What is he lying about? Apparently, I believe, as I understand David's email, and David, you can call if you want to correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that what David is talking about is, he says when Chris Christie was saying that President Trump was a big disappointment as President of the United States and lost control of the House of Representatives. When President Trump had his midterm election, he lost 43 seats. 43 seats. It was a devastating loss for the Republicans, and it put Nancy Pelosi back in charge as Speaker. And David says Chris Christie is lying through his teeth, and of course you aren't calling him out. Paul Ryan, Republican House, and John McCain, Senate, quite literally crippled President Trump's agenda in 2018. He's being completely dishonest, and you know it. I don't believe he's being completely dishonest. I think he's being honest. First of all, Paul Ryan was responsible far more than President Trump with actually getting the tax reform passed and written. And the President Trump tax reform in the first year that he was president, while the Republicans still controlled the House and Paul Ryan was Speaker of the House, that was really the most significant part of the Trump agenda that was actually accomplished. And it would not have been accomplished without Paul Ryan's support and cooperation and persuasion and determination. And in terms of John McCain in the Senate, the one area where John McCain set himself aside from the bulk of Republicans was on the repeal of Obamacare. And this had to do with the bill to repeal and replace Obamacare, which had a lot of repeal and not much replace. And you may remember that, because I remember very well, we were in Washington at the time, and Senator McCain, may his memory be a blessing, actually came up and had not decided until the last moment if he was going to provide the deciding vote that would actually have greatly changed Obamacare. And I do think it would have changed Obamacare for the better. He voted no, did a thumbs down, and that was decisive. And that, of course, was usually controversial for John McCain. But the idea that this crippled President Trump's agenda, which actually achieved success in many areas, and anyone can acknowledge that. I think the Abraham Accords were a great achievement for President Trump. It was the tax reform, in which he worked closely with Speaker Ryan, was a substantial achievement. Certainly in terms of energy independence, we made some progress. A lot of that was technological. But the difficulty for the Republican Party was when President Trump was a candidate in 2016, usually when you're a winning candidate, you win seats in the House of Representatives. We lost seats in 2016. Didn't lose control, but then we lost control, lost those 43 seats in 2018. And the record of voting strength, President Trump lost by 3 million votes the popular vote the year that he won the presidency. And at a much higher turnout election, which is why everybody got more votes. It's true, President Trump got more votes when he ran for re-election than when he ran for election, but it was a smaller percentage of the votes of the United States, and there was also less third-party involvement in 2020, which basically hurt the Republican cause or the President Trump's candidacy. Attorney General Merrick Garland, who has actually been fairly silent, not quite as silent as the President of the United States, but still quiet about the whole question of the documents and the indictments, most recent indictments for President Trump. He was asked by a reporter why he didn't stop Special Counsel Jack Smith from pursuing the classified documents case against Trump. And here was his answer, which I think is less effective than it should have been. Listen, clip 10.
So, as you know, I can't talk about the particulars of this or any other ongoing criminal matter. As I said when I appointed Mr. Smith, I did so because it underscores the Justice Department's commitment to both independence and accountability. Mr. Smith is a veteran career prosecutor. He has assembled a group of experienced and talented prosecutors and agents who share his commitment to integrity and the rule of law. Any questions about this matter will have to be answered by their filings in court.
That the questions will be answered by their filings in court. What he is trying to say is that when they present the case in even greater detail, as they will have to do to win a confirmation of a jury trial, that will be the answer, deeper answer to the question, at least according to Attorney General Garland. Meanwhile, with all of this going on and the most recent polls showing great strength for Donald Trump to win the Republican nomination, with a tougher time in the general election. Certainly, it's a very tight, very competitive general election. There's a headline in an Australian newspaper that says, Frank Luntz, yeah, that Frank Luntz, kicked in the teeth by realization he's been wrong on Trump. The impossible is actually happening. What does that mean? We will get to that coming up on the MedVet Show.
Michael, you know what? You make a lot of sense.
The Michael MedVet Show.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special MedVet history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. MedVet Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison. And above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved Show, BizPak Review is running a piece from Australia. It's in Australia because Frank Luntz gave an interview to the Sydney Morning Herald. And headline says, Frank Luntz kicked in the teeth by realization he's been wrong on Trump. The impossible is actually happening. What does that all mean? Reality, it says, socked pollster Frank Luntz square in the teeth and forced him to admit that, quote, everything I would have said to you was impossible is actually happening. Just as new data about former President Donald Trump's position in the 2024 primary. Yesterday, the Sydney Morning Herald published an interview conducted with Luntz, who was in London speaking at the crimes at the Center for Policy Studies Margaret Thatcher conference. During that discussion, the pollster was left retracting comments he had made in October 2021 regarding Trump's chances of reclaiming the White House. I now have to acknowledge that it is a distinct possibility that Donald Trump could be elected. I did not believe that 1 year ago, Frank Luntz told the Sydney Morning Herald. The admission comes just days after Trump was charged with 37 felony counts in a federal indictment related to his possession of documents marked classified, a fact that a CBS News poll found left Republican voters wholly undeterred from supporting the former president. And it has the CBS News poll here with Trump actually winning 61% over DeSantis's 23%. That's the biggest lead he's had. I mean, it's a 3-1 lead. It's huge. And then they go on to say, Frank Luntz says, I did not believe that the search of Mar-a-Lago would be handled so badly. I did not believe that the indictment of him in New York would be handled so badly. Luntz continued, as though Russian collusion, a sham January 6th committee, and multiple impeachments hadn't already happened. I did not believe that his opponents would be so inept to actually strengthen him, and the combination of all those makes him now viable, not just in the Republican primary, but in the general election. In any event, having distanced himself from impartiality long ago, Luntz let loose the hyperbole and asserted, "It is now conceivable that in the election of 2024, the country comes apart." He says we have a 15% likelihood of that destroying American democracy, depending on what happens. He said of a second Trump administration, talks about our legal system will be in jeopardy. I don't want to contemplate it. Meanwhile, something else to contemplate is the divisions in San Diego, California. The headline from the Union Tribune, which is the big local paper in San Diego, says the San Diego City Council voted 5-4 yesterday to adopt a controversial policy to ban homeless encampments on public property after hearing hours of public testimony. The ordinance would prohibit encampments on public property, and people could be cited or arrested if they refuse an available shelter bed. The ordinance was written to be in accordance with the Martin versus Boise federal ruling that prohibits a person from being cited for sleeping outside if there are no shelter beds available. Citing the escalating number of homeless people dying of drug overdoses in the streets from 86 in 2018 to 317 in 2021, one of the council members said action was urgently needed to get people off the street and into services. "I don't have a problem with people living on our street, but I do have a problem with people dying on our street," he said. The 5-4 vote here was motivated in part by people like downtown resident Jarvis Leverson, who supported the ordinance and said walking in his neighborhood had become dangerous. "This is not a referendum against homeless people," he said. "I actually have compassion and respect for their situation. This is a vote against blocking the sidewalks. You cannot let tents block people from having safe passages. God forbid someone gets killed because they didn't have a way to cross the street." Leverson said he and his children were almost struck by a car 2 months ago when he had to push his stroller into the street because the sidewalk was blocked by homeless people and their tents. In any event, this is part of a national trend. People supporting Balboa Park, the beautiful Central Park in San Diego, say it is a park for everyone, including the many, many visitors who come every day and have a right to a safe place. They have a right to a safe place in the city of Liberty, Missouri. There, the mayor and a resident has spoken 77 times in support of a historic Confederate statue that is in the public cemetery. And their dispute about whether that statue should continue to be there honoring the Confederacy led to this exchange.
"I don't need to listen to you anymore. You have made your point. You are marring this meeting. We're going to get ready to celebrate."
"You're a coward. You're a coward, sir." Yeah.
Disagreement during public comment at Monday's Liberty City Council meeting.
"It's the only reason why I show up to city council meetings. I'm simply there to try and protect my family's grave."
Dwayne Holtzclaw doesn't want Liberty to remove a Confederate grave marker. He says his ancestors are buried 10 inches from the marker.
"Right here is my family members on the north side. It's Captain Theodore Duncan and his wife, Henrietta P. Johnson."
Holtzclaw had spoken at 70 Liberty City Council meetings so far. Monday night was 71.
"You're a Confederate coward. You come here and you tell these people, you said that to the former mayor. I'm not.
Let me tell you something, buddy.
You're going to address me as Mr. Mayor. You're going to get out of this. Get out of here. Get out of here."
The First Amendment works both ways.
Liberty Mayor Greg Knutson says Monday night he heard enough, saying Holtzclaw has threatened city council members. Also saying Holtzclaw celebrates Confederate General Nathan Bedford Forrest, the founding member of the Ku Klux Klan, whose name is on the monument.
"And for the last 3 years, no one on the council or the previous mayor wanted to confront Mr. Holtzclaw. I think that by not confronting Mr. Holtzclaw, it might lead people to believe in the public, when they watch this on TV, that somehow the people of Liberty agree with him."
Okay, this conflict obviously reaching some fair intensity. Is that intensity reached in one of the earlier Transformers movies? Right now there's a new Transformers movie called The Rise of the Beasts. And it's actually pretty good. It's the best of the series. But back in 2017, there was a lesser film, this one with Mark Wahlberg, Transformers: The Last Night. Listen.
Now, it's time for Medvid on Movies.
The latest 3D extravaganza from director Michael Bay features 1,600 years of Transformers history, as explained by the head of a mysterious secret society played by Anthony Hopkins in Transformers: The Last Night.
Two species at war, one flesh, one metal. Only one survives.
And to understand this fateful confrontation, it's necessary to go back to the times of King Arthur. Yes, really, with Merlin the Magician, played by Stanley Tucci, and a supremely sexy Oxford professor given sassy life by Laura Haddock.
We're not giving up, okay?
I want to stay, and I want to fight them.
Oh, my God.
Forgive me.
You want to know, don't you, why they keep coming here?
And that's easy. They keep coming here because these movies, no matter how terrible, keep making money. At least the new one, Transformers: The Last Night, is not as utterly execrable as the fourth in the series, Transformers: The Age of Exhaustion. That's The Age of Extinction. At least Sir Anthony Hopkins seems to be having a good time. Laura Haddock is lovely on screen. Some of the 3D effects are impressive. And the references to Arthurian legends aren't as insulting and idiotic as in the recent awful King Arthur movie. Still, the film is a mind-numbing slog at some 2.5 hours long, and it's rated PG-13 despite a puzzling and pointless deployment of the S-word about a dozen times. 2 stars for this sad would-be spectacular Transformers: The Last Night, and it won't, alas, be the last. No, it's not the last. There's 7 Transformer films all told. The new one is number 7. Speaking of new ones, new details are released about how 4 children miraculously survived 40 days in the Amazon jungle after a plane crash. And there's a suggestion about 3 different remarkable ways Trump could be sure to avoid any punishment or negative consequences from the Mar-a-Lago documents case. We'll also talk about with Michael Oren, former Israeli ambassador, about rejuvenation on a national basis.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.